Come and see the weeping tree. Her once towering limbs now lie discarded on the ground, never again to feel the embrace of children as they climb. Once the most beautiful tree in the garden, she has been stripped, her bark peeled away in large ribbons, her magnificent trunk sawed in two. She stands transformed into a cross. Surrounded by angry shouts and the cries of mourners, she awaits the cruel embrace between wood and flesh. And now, cut from her roots, the weeping tree slowly begins to die along with the man who hangs cursed upon her.
He redeemed us by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is the one who hung upon a tree.
Come and see the robe. As the soldiers walked across Pilate's courtyard, one of them bore the robe on his outstretched arms. With a flourish, he draped it over the shoulders of the man who now hangs on the cross above them. "Hail, King of the Jews!" the soldiers laughed as they struck him in the face and spit on him. Now at the foot of the weeping tree, they divide his garments, as the robe was crumpled between them.
I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from their mocking and spitting. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing.
Thank you.
Come and see the crown of thorns. The soldiers mocked him and said to one another, But where is his crown? Surely every king must have a crown. So one of them twisted together a crown of thorns and pressed it into his brow. Then they bowed before him and ridiculed him. The crown now grows heavy, and his head aches from the pressure of the thorns that bite into his flesh. And above him, a sign reads, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
And you, Son of Man, do not be afraid of them or their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are all around you.
Sacred heaven.
come and see the nails. The man on the tree knows the nails. The hands that picked them up from the floor of his father's carpenter shop are larger now and callous from working with timber. He feels them sharp against his skin as the hammer cries out. Iron meets flesh and bone, wounding both man and tree as the nails come to rest in the splintering wood.
If someone asks, "What are these wounds on your body?" he will answer, "The wounds I was given at the house of my friends, for they have surrounded me. They pierced my hands and my feet." And he also said, "But I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands."
Thank you.
Come and see the drops of blood. Blood begins to flow from his brow, his hands, his feet, and with every drop he becomes weaker and more thirsty. Hour after hour passes, and his life pours out with every heartbeat. The tree and the man seem to be one, the tree weeping the man's blood, the man weeping the sorrows of the world.
My blood is poured out like water. My strength is dried up within me. I am disgraced and shamed. All my enemies are before me. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. Scorn has broken my heart, and it has turned to wax and melted away.
My sin.
come and see the weeping tree. Although many want to turn away, they stand as though rooted to the ground. Before them, the weeping tree holds the man of sorrows against the heavens. Whether sought after or rejected, praised or condemned, he has drawn them to himself again and again. The curious, the grieving, the vengeful, the pious, even the apathetic, all have come to the hillside this day. Darkness hangs like a shroud over the sun, and the earth trembles. One final breath, it is finished.
I was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, familiar with suffering. Surely I took up your infirmities and carried your sorrows. I was pierced for your transgressions. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life. I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me.